Dreamscape presents The Book of Candlelight by Ellery Adams, narrated by Chris Dukart. Chapter 1. And in this moment, like a swift intake of breath, the rain came. Truman Capote. Nora Pennington had no idea how much the rain would change her life. According to the saying, spring was supposed to come in like a lion. And so it did. It plodded into the little western North Carolina town like a wet cat, looking for a comfortable place to nap. Having settled in, it was in no rush to leave. The rain began on a Monday in early April. It was tentative at first, gentle. The kind of rain that coaxed people into slowing their pace and speaking in softer voices. It was chilly. Thick cardigans, already packed away in anticipation of balmier weather, were unpacked. Extra cups of coffee were brewed. People craved soup and homemade bread for supper. It rained all day. The roads glistened. The soil turned dark. The vegetation was weighed down by fat water droplets. When the storm tapered off late in the evening, the townsfolk assumed that Tuesday would bring a change. A little sunshine. A rise in temperatures. The next morning revealed another gray sky. By lunchtime, it was raining again. The rain fell every day that week. As the consecutive days of wet weather drove the locals and the tourists indoors, Nora's bookstore became a sanctuary for book lovers and for those searching for a cozy place to wait out the rain. Miracle Books had never seen such a steady stream of paying customers. They bought books and hot drinks one after the other until Nora feared she'd run out of coffee beans or tea bags. She'd never had to stock so much milk before.